I am introducing you to Jesse Latore. He is a Generation X person. One of the most memorable times for Jesse Latore was when he went to college and got to learn various new things. And this is what he had told me about his experience.
When I was a student in the university, I was in the university going into my classes. That was the best time.
So after him telling me that it was his best time, I wanted to know why.
Because I was doing things that I never thought I could ever do. And I was learning stuff. I was having fun with my friends. And on the top of that, I was really studying and getting me a career. So it was something that it was very, very interesting because all the time I got over there, I have, like any student, I have sometimes hard time when the tests are coming, when the classes are very hard. But anyway, I succeed in everything, and it was very, very nice, very fun. I did things that I'm sure I cannot do it again out of the university, things that I never did in the high school or the school. And things that you don't do every day.
I wondered what kind of things he did.
Join the rescue clubs, radio science clubs, chemistry clubs, and we do a lot of stuff. We did many different stuff, like things that you see on the TV that you only do in the movies and you don't do regularly in any place, like building stuff, like making stuff in chemistry school and using those stuff in the real world, like some kind of soaps or some kind of paints. And I was also in the school of the blades and tennis, things like that that you don't do in a regular schedule in any school. So, and if you go out on the streets, you gotta pay a lot of money if you wanna do all that kind of stuff.
Now he is saying that he wouldn't change anything if he ever had the chance to do it again.
Nope, at all.
He now is explaining why he wouldn't ever regret going to college and learning everything that he had to learn.
Because it was the best time of ever. So you don't have to regret it for when you have something fun. Maybe the only regret, and it's not a regret, it's just a wish. I will wish then I can do it again.
In college, he had made a lot of friends, and he would talk to them, as he said in the following.
Yes, always. I keep in touch with everybody. Well, not with everybody, but most of my friends.
He kept in contact with about 50 or so friends. And he tells the story about how many students were accepted and how many flunked and how many didn't, how things changed over time.
I remember we started the school like 2,000 guys, and that at the end we graduate only 12. 12 of us get the degree, everybody else, you know, fail or stay behind or some other quit because it was too hard for them. Because they got some other kind of problem, but we succeed. Anyway, I have still like 50 friends in my list. I keep in touch with all these people. Some people are in France, some people are in Italy, some in Spain, some in Argentina, Mexico. I got one good friend in Grenada, and some people in Colombia, some people in Venezuela, some people in the Saudi Arabian countries. And I got some people in Sweden also, some others in Canada, some others in the United States, some others, who knows where.
Now, he is talking about if he ever had a chance, would he do it again? And what would he do differently, if he could?
What I will do different? I think maybe... I don't know what I would do different. Maybe I did a lot of stuff. I did a lot of things. And I don't see how can I do more. But anyway, I will try to do more. What I will do different. I don't think I will do anything different. I think I will do exactly the same thing. I don't see any other different thing I would, maybe I will do. I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of things. And I got a good memory of that. So, why I would like to change that?
He was 50 when he was in college, and it made me think. Does he think that now it's too late to go to college again? He had said, no, it is never too late to go to college and learn, because you're basically learning your whole life, as he explains it now.
You never, never stop learning. You never, never stop living, because you are alive. So you will never, never stop breathing. And that means you will never, never stop learning if you want to learn. You will do whatever you want.
He is now going to explain who supported him, who was there the whole road to make sure that he kept on track.
Who supported me? About support, I will say myself. But who is with me in the whole, let's say, journey, my whole adventure? My wife, my kids, my mom, my dad.
He is now telling us that his family, his mother, his father, his children, and his wife both supported him. Which means, why were they important to him? He explains this in very detailed way.
They are my life. They are everything. I'm here because of them. They are part of my life? No, they are my life. They are just like one of my fingers. They are just like one of my arms. They are me.
I wondered, why would he say that? Why would he explain them in that way?
Because when you get married, because there is something that you cannot put apart. You belong and you get all the support of your parents, and you live with your parents always. So your parents is you. You are them. You are just an extension of them. And did they decide to get married with a woman? It's because I love them. That was pure love. So much love that I still married with the same woman, and I don't regret that. Never ever. And I got my kids. They don't came by mistake. They came because we want it. Because we love it. Because we decide that. That's an extension of myself too. That's an extension of us. So whatever I got, it's me. It's my mark. It's where I'm coming from. It's where I'm going to.
His college experience helped him a lot. He remembers still things that he learned, and he uses it in a daily basis depending on what is needed at the moment. He said it would be a waste of time if he had never used it again.
That would be a waste of time if you don't use it.
I had asked him in what type of ways he had used his knowledge that he got from college.
In life itself? Whatever you learn in the way of your life, if you don't use it, because you waste your time, it's kind of stupid. But if you learn it, and you got it, and you use it in every single step of your life, in a different, sometimes you're going to use some kind of tools. Sometimes you're going to use another kind of tool. But anyway, you got one tool A, and you got one tool B. You learn how to use that. You learn how to use that tools, and when to use that tools, which means you learn something, which means I'm doing it every single day of my life. I don't know if I'm using the tool A or I don't know if I'm using the tool B, but I make my mind. That's the knowledge you get in your college. That's the knowledge you get in everywhere. That's life.
He is telling us now that if you want to go back to college again, you need to do certain things, and that it'll be much easier if you want to study again because you've already been to college once.
The most important plan you want to learn, the most important plan you're going to use if you want to go back into the college or something like that, because you were over there one time, so you know how is that. So this time it's going to be somehow easier, because it's not like a whole new world for you. It's a whole new world of knowledge. But it's not a whole new world because you know how is that. Because you've been over there. Because you know what to expect. And you know it's a challenge. And every challenge comes with a price. And of course, if you go again to the university or college, you're going to look for a master's degree or a PhD degree or something like that. You know you're going to have to do more stuff. And you know that this is a challenge, but you are ready for that because you know what kind of world you're going to fight over there.
I wondered if he would ever recommend this to anybody else.
Gorgeous. It's gorgeous. That's the best life. And any regular student, if you want to be somebody, not like if you want to be somebody, but if you want to understand a better stuff in this world, if you want to understand the world you're living in which you are living, if you want to have a better idea of what is happening, what is going around you, you need to go somehow to get some kind of experience in the college or university. The difference between going to the university and getting the knowledge or the experience on the real life is very, very simple. In the real life, you can learn something in around 10 years. If you go to the college, these people are over there, the professors, they know that things that you have to learn in 10 years in the regular life, and they're going to teach it to you in 10 months.
Waking up, I see that everything is okay. The first time in my life, and now it's so great. Slowing down, I look around and I'm so amazed. I think about the little things that make life great.